Good evening, everyone. We will bring the October 24th session of the City Council to order. Let the record show that all council members are present, and we'll begin our meeting with a moment of silence. Thank you. Our employee to introduce themselves this evening and lead us in the pledge is Les Gervin, am I pronouncing that correctly? Gervin, of the wastewater treatment plant. He's the lead operator over there.
This mic?
Right there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Haven't done that since high school, so it's been a while. My name is Les Gervin. I'm a family man. I've been married to the same woman, wife, for 25 years. I have two daughters, one attending Allen Hancock College, taking nursing, and the other one attending Cuesta College, doing a literature degree. I came to work for the city in April of 1986 as a temporary hire under the water department. My duties at that time were to train the crew on how to shoot a bore under the road so they wouldn't have to keep tearing them up with the trenchers. And I came from the valley with underground construction experience shooting bores under I-5 and 99 and 198, and actually worked on the rebuild of Kalinga after the earthquake. My job in the water department was very exciting. I learned a lot, but since it was temporary, I was hoping to get permanent, and they opened a new position in the collection department in the wastewater treatment plant side, which for 5 years I maintained the collection lines, the lift stations, found quite a few broken lines at that time with the TV camera crews and repaired. Then I was asked to join the wastewater treatment plant approximately 13 years ago. I came in as an OIT after 10 years and three different tests, finally qualifying for a grade 3, I became the plant supervisor. And now my job is to organize and maintain the treatment plant to make sure it runs and performs as required. And if you have any questions, I can answer anything you have.
Okay. I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate your work. Okay, council announcements. A couple of things, fundraisers were held that I just wanted to give credit for. Giovanni's organized a citywide fundraiser where they donated a portion of their profits from one day. And he's out of town, he's on vacation, so I don't know the number, but I know that he did get over 100 businesses to respond, and I think that's really terrific. And once again, this community is just about as generous as they come. And thank you all. Also, Terry Cullen and Jane Cox put on a cut-a-thon where they cut hair down in the Embarcadero with all the proceeds going to the hurricane relief. So just praise for all of those efforts by people in this community. Just one little thing that's dear to my heart, the Morrowbie Winter Bird Festival. It's going to be our 10th year this coming January, and the brochure is now available both at the Chamber of Commerce and online. So check there at the Chamber if you would like to get it in hard copy, or check it online. Registration's happening now. You may have gotten, for those of you out in TV land, this notice in your mail, which looks kind of scary because it says tax lien for delinquent garbage bills. And I know that it could have been misinterpreted perhaps as feeling that you were getting one and you're not. It's just our way of noticing you and making you realize that if you don't pay your garbage bills, we can put a lien on your property taxes. So that's all it was. It's just a notice to make you aware of that new policy. You don't really have to worry about it unless you haven't been paying your bills. I wanted to respond briefly to this. There's going to be another editorial piece in the newspapers, but about the clam farming idea. And I went into more detail in the letter that both myself and Marianne Reese, the mayor of Pismo Beach, and our two harbor representatives all signed about this idea. And you can read that later on, but I just want you to know no city funds are being used for this project. It's a potential project, even. Also, last week I had the honor of participating in a memorial about the Filipino presence in Morro Bay, actually in this country. In October of 1587, the first Filipino set foot on the United States land, and they did it right here in Morro Bay, which I did not know. And this was really interesting to me. I went out there. There is a memorial out there at Coleman Park, and it memorializes this event, which I thought was really kind of exciting. And the mission of the Filipino American National Historical Society is to promote understanding, education, enlightenment, appreciation, and enrichment through the identification, gathering, preservation, and dissemination of the history and culture of Filipino Americans in the United States. It was a very interesting day. I was glad to be a part of it, and we are giving a proclamation on that. It's on our consent agenda tonight. With that as a lead-in, also October 28th is National Immigrants Day, and it is a reminder to the peoples of our country that this great nation was founded by immigrants and that this nation continues to be the greatest nation the world has ever seen because of the strength of our immigrants. So that's October 28th is Immigrant Day. I think that's it for my announcements. Thad?
Yes, just one. Last Wednesday, I attended a meeting at the request of the mayor in San Luis Obispo, sponsored by Jim Patterson, the 5th District Supervisor. The meeting was to look at wildlife encounters with people in the county. What they intend to do is to come back with an ordinance that will restrict feeding wild animals in the county. And since we're involved with them, they'll have all the cities look at this and comment on it when it comes back.
Okay, thank you. Betty?
I also attended a conference last week that was sponsored by Caltrans as our member of SLOCOG. And basically what's happening is that they're doing a 10-year program to upgrade our highways and freeways and local roads, but probably in that order. Gave us a logo that's going to be their new way of doing things. If anyone's interested, I have more information. I think the main thing that I want to say is, interestingly enough, part of this presentation was actually about moving not just people, but moving goods, and that a large emphasis is being placed on the amount of trucking that's being increased on our highways and therefore impacting our roads. And an interesting fact that I didn't know is that one half of all the goods that come into the United States come into California ports. And even though they may come in at LA or San Francisco, they come through us and by us. And so it's, you would think San Luis would not be impacted because of 101 it is, because of Highway 1 it is, 41, 46. So it's, I guess what I want to put on your radar is that this is it's an increasing issue, increasing problem. They're looking at it, not sure exactly where the money's going to come from, but on the state level there seems to be more, on the federal level not sure. But wanted to alert you to this. It's called Go California, and you'll be seeing signs going up around the highways about it.
Thank you. Bill?
No.
Melody? Okay. I did forget one other thing. At our mayor's meeting, a representative was there from Sam Blakely's office, and as you know, they coordinated a countywide hurricane relief effort, and they were asked by other cities and communities how on earth they did that, because it was so well done, so well organized, and just wanted to again tell everyone what a good job you all did working with us on that and working with Sam's office. They've gotten all kinds of pats on the back because of it, so something else to be proud of. Okay, closed session report, Rob.
Yes, good evening. Prior to the regular session, council met in closed session on two separate items. The first item was real property transactions. The discussion was the property at the corner of San Jacinto and Highway 1 in the Cloisters development. No action was taken that requires reporting under the Brown Act. The other item discussed was personnel issues. This was the evaluation of the city manager and the city attorney. No action was taken on this matter that requires reporting under the Brown Act.
Okay. And then we move to our public comment period. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes, and we'll start with Kim.
Good evening. This is Kim Kimball, and tonight I'm speaking to you as a private citizen. I applaud those who have great ideas about the power plant, and I assume that they're all here behind me. The first step is always vision, and that's a good thing. However, the issue at hand is signing the outfall lease, and it is a fact.
Okay. Are you going to speak at the – we're going to have a public hearing on the power plant idea
I'm
issue?
Going to have to leave.
Okay.
So I won't be here.
Okay.
Is this okay?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's about the malaria pills.
Okay.
It's a fact that if the council does not sign the outfall lease, someone else will, therefore taking the revenue away from the city of Morro Bay. I implore the council to look at the economics of our community and act accordingly and sign the lease. The Chamber of Commerce is going to sponsor an economic outlook this coming spring. It is the most necessary event that could possibly happen in Morro Bay. The basic economics have been the focus of numerous meetings and public hearings. We just accepted a budget that was worrisome at best, and we are laying off necessary employees to balance that budget. That still is based upon drawing upon our reserves and our real assets. It would take an estimated $200 million to take down the power plant and remove the brown site. I venture to state that there probably is no one in this room who could pay for that in order to even occupy the property. We as a city and you as council need to focus on the reality of economics first and then move on to our wishes and dreams. And I thank you for allowing me to speak early.
Thank you.
Hello, Mayor and Council. I'm Hank Roth, North Morro Bay. I'm here to talk about Neighborhood Watch. Our next Neighborhood Watch informational meeting will be this Wednesday, October 26th at the Community Center. The meeting will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This is the last meeting of the season. Our guest speakers will be Evan Budenhagen from the Morro Bay Harbor Patrol and Mike Sandin from the U.S. Coast Guard. Of course, Grace Pelletti and her friends will be providing refreshments. And while we're talking about Neighborhood Watch, there's been over the last couple of months a lot of vandalisms, breaking into cars, been some breaking into buildings. And I just, I don't know if you guys saw last week on KSBY, they did a little spot about Morro Bay. And I just want to encourage folks to lock your cars, to lock your houses, to lock your bicycle. Don't leave your valuables in plain sight in your cars. Install alarms. These are crimes of opportunity. People are taking advantage of the trusting nature of the citizens of Morro Bay. And I just want to encourage folks to be safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Keith Taylor, resident of Morro Bay, friend of the Morro Bay Fire Department. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our fire department for the wonderful open house held on Saturday and the demonstration of their skills. I especially thought the extrication of a victim in a car was very enlightening. Captain Steve Knuckles presented the different tools and steps they take in removing a victim from an auto. He also answered all the questions during the program. The firefighters also did ladder and rappel work, which was fascinating because of the height involved. For people like myself who are afraid of heights, it was amazing to watch. Also a reason I could never have been a firefighter. The parents and children had a great time with the activities provided. All of the children got fire hats from our firefighters, along with badges and other fun things. The hot dog barbecue was a success. Thanks to Matt of Albertsons for providing the hot dogs and buns. Betty Forsyth's cupcakes were a great hit. Also, I want to thank Stan and Janice House, Helen Hillman, and my better half, Cheryl, for their work on the event. I would like to thank Ariane Leiter of the Morro Bay Fire Department for her coordination of this event. It was presented without a flaw. And last but not least, I would like to thank our council members, Betty Winholz, Thad Baxley, Bill Pierce, and our Mayor Jenner Peters for attending. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jessica Bream. I was on the Vision 2020 committee with Keith Taylor and a few other people. I was asked to come here tonight to clear up a matter with our environmental issue. We had passed it with a vote of a majority vote the first time and as well as the second time. I had to look back in my notes to make sure that that was true, and it was. And concerning the 2020, I rent two Mills copies today to check it out, and I feel that when the community was able to speak out, most people on our council member board did not. And I don't feel it is correct for them to be able to go through and change a lot of the things that have been changed. I understood from the start that the things that were going to be changed were not going to be very big, but it was more than I thought that they would be, and I was hoping it wouldn't be that way. And I appreciated being on the 2020 committee, and I appreciated the help and the feedback from our community that we got, and I appreciated working with the people we had. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jessica.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I got a new idea for what to do with a Duke Energy power plant.
Okay, that's coming up on public hearing later on.
Oh, yeah, I have to speak now because I got to leave it.
Okay.
I got a plan to...
I'm sorry,
to,
we need your name.
My name is Dexter Ricketts.
Okay.
And I just want to communicate to you about the new idea I have for the plant and... thinking of having the plant restored as is as a museum with all the original equipment, both units 1 to 4, and then have the creep all three stacks, have them open up as a museum too, as well as the outflow building. In the middle stack, I was proposing a restaurant on top with an observation deck. And that's plan A. Now, plan B was to tear down units 3 and 4 and then just leave units 1 and 2 and turn it into a museum with the original 50s stuff, then preserve also the outflow building too, and then have the stack as a restaurant and observation deck up on top, and use that for public access and just as a museum, and it'll be a, I think it'll be a great asset to the community to do that, and I don't know if anybody else has the same idea or not, but I think it'll be a great asset for the community and for the Central Coast as a whole, and I would like to present my plan here. I actually have it kind of drawn out about the about what it's kind of supposed to look like, and I just wonder who could I present that to.
You could give it to the city attorney.
Anyway, thanks very much. I gotta go right now. So
okay, thank you.
Sure. Good evening. I'm Bruce Gibson. I'm County Planning Commissioner for District 2, and I'm here tonight to encourage your community's participation in the Community 2050 workshops. You may recall that those are a series of workshops actually being put on by SLOCOG in various locations throughout the county, housing, land use, agriculture, conservation, and a number of other fields. We'll give a short talk. This whole process takes a mere 4 hours or so, 4.5 hours. But I think for any concerned citizen, it's time well spent. These talks really give you a sense of where we are and the many challenges that are ahead of us as we move toward our future. The next part of it is through some very interesting technology. They allow the participants to actually vote on some things, some rankings of how we're doing with these various issues now and setting some priorities for how we would like to see things organized in the future. And I think, again, for the concerned citizen, it really gives them the opportunity not just to express preference, but also to understand that some of these things are very complicated and linked. And finally, the overall impression or the overall message there is that regional interaction is going to be tremendously important as we look to our future. Our county is going to have to work very closely with our cities and with the state to get on top of and really make some positive decisions on how we want this county to look in the next 20 to 50 years. I hope you can attend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and members of the council. I'm Rick Deschler, Morro Bay. When I was on the Destination 2000 committee, our final report contained ideas and goals that I supported and a few that I disagreed with, but I still supported the whole document as presented by the committee. The council did the same. Even though Mayor Yates disagreed with the non-smoking language, it stayed in the document. Now, you have the opportunity. You have asked the community members to put together, now you have asked community members to put together an updated community vision, and they did. You should not cherry pick the document to suit your personal goals. Vision 2020 was not meant to represent the mayor's views nor the council's views, but that of the community. Please accept the Vision 2020 document as presented by the community and the Vision 2020 committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Your Honor, Madam Mayor, City Council. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Steve St. Clair. I'm the new general manager of the Adventure Inn and the Embarcadero, and I'm also a resident living here. I know it's a little bit after time, but I would like to congratulate the city, the police department, the fire department, planning for this or for the next meeting. But we need something to generate some off-time business where we're at. And again, I want to just congratulate how well that went off. I was very impressed. It was my first year for the Harbor Festival. And our hotel generated a lot of money. I think it was a perfect opportunity for hotel owners to boost their revenue. So if we can do some more national advertising or some more events like that, that would be great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ed Jamong, citizen of Morro Bay. First of all, I hope you guys all know that they're getting real close to the fish and game meetings and with the Blue Ribbon Task Force to start forcing in these MPAs, which are going to force the fishermen out of business, Mr. Demerit, that you want the big giant MPAs for. That's going to put us out of business. The areas that the environmentalists have shown us that they want on their maps include all of from Hazards Canyon where they surf, all the way down to Pecho Rock, from the base of Cayucas Pier all the way up to the Embarcadero, or Point Estero, around the corner from San Simeon all the way up the coast of Big Sur. That's all our fishing grounds. Now, three of you put signs in my yard when you were elected that said that you stood behind the fishermen, that you wanted to help the fishermen, that you were for the fishermen, you didn't want to see us go out of business. One of you goes to the meetings and stands up and says they want bigger MPAs, they want more environmental protection. I don't think that's fair that you tell me one thing, to bribe to put your signs in my yard and then change your stories after you're elected. It's unfair. The other thing, on your otter and your clams, in order to get clams back in Morro Bay, you have to kill the sea otters that are out there wiping them out, herds of them, on both sides of us. So that's not a reality because no one in this room has got the guts or the balls to kill a sea otter. Not even a fisherman. So okay, think about that.
Could we just keep our talk pleasant?
I didn't say nothing dirty. Okay. The other thing, I can't stay for the whole meeting, thank God, but on this Duke thing, if we're not going to sign the lease to take and keep the revenue coming in, then the only fair thing to do that I've watched in the last 12 years of these meetings is to give it back to the Indians, put it back into a sand dune until it's natural estate where you can watch your bird.
Council before you got really criticized for buying the Breakers property. The Breakers property turned into 65 parking places. The boardwalk now that you folks have put into effect is going to take out 33 parking places. We spent $1 million for Breakers property. We're going to spend $1 million for a boardwalk. We're going to lose 33 parking places. And is the city going to pay the in lieu of parking fund at $30,000 a parking space
$990,000 to the In Lieu Parking Place. I wonder if the people in TV land has thought about that. Because the In Lieu Parking Fund is going to be losing almost $1 million. So that should be added on to that little boardwalk so the city can get something out of it. And then this Dukes thing is a real joke. Think about tying your checkbook to the garbage that's going to be taken over to Kettleman City, because the city's going to be wrapped with that for the rest of their lives. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
My name's Phil Hill. I'm a Morro Bay resident. And despite some things I'm not absolutely excited about, I think you guys are still doing a hell of a good job. All right. Sorry. You know, I'd like to go home early, and I'd also like to talk about Duke, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna sit here and wait my turn like you're supposed to, because I ain't special. What I wanted to mention was, when I heard about the changes in the 2020, you know, I'm kind of close to some of the action that was going on with that, and I know the long hours and efforts and the integrity that was put into that, and the majority came up with the majority decisions. And when I just found out that someone else decided to change, I don't know who that is and I don't know how much it was changed, it doesn't matter to me. You asked a group of people to come up with their vision for the community, and they did a damn fine job of doing that. And to hear that anything got changed deeply disturbs me, in spite of the fact that I'll still sleep tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening, folks. Ken Vesterfeld, Morro Bay resident. The businesses, the people who buy the trophies, including a lot of people here on the staff. So it was really a banner year, and this next year in May will be the 10th car show, so we hope to have the same amount as equal. Also, I'd like to speak on the agenda this evening, which includes the Duke project, but I'm not going to talk about the Duke project, but I just think that it would be prudent to probably spend more time on what is happening now with our services. Personally, I believe our police department is in dire need. We are losing police officers. We are losing staff based upon that there's no backing from the police department or from the city council. Even at the academy, where it has it, why would I want to come to Morro Bay when you don't have backing from the city council? My own personal opinion is that if it continues, we will probably have to hand it over to the sheriff's department, and then people will really know what kind of services that we're getting. So hopefully here that we can spend some more time on seeing how we can correct that. And also the fire department. You know, we're scrambling for money there to try to get other services for there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we'll bring it back to the council. Any comments on any of the public comments?
I have a question about the boardwalk. I think it's only been before us once, way back, to approve some initial concept, and it's been in committee at either Reckon Park or Harbor. I don't know where that stands. Maybe we need an update with that, but I don't remember losing parking places to the boardwalk, but I know I could be wrong because it's been a while since we've talked about that.
Okay.
So I don't know if anyone wants to speak to that tonight or if we need to future agendize that for later.
Does anybody feel they can speak on that this evening? Or
I think Mike has an answer on the parking part of that.
Thank you, Bruce. I actually do. We took that project to the Planning Commission and got a use permit approved. And the overall project description is actually a net gain of about 34 parking spaces.
With the redesign,
there's a gain of parking. Some of the parking was taking up just south of the South T Pier, but we were replacing parking near the Duke entrance. So.
Okay. So that was apparently a misunderstanding about what happened there. Okay. All right.
The staff has a referral to report back to you on the results of that. And I think we need a a little bit more time to gather data, but our goal is to bring that back to you in a report.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
No.
Melody? One thing, and I can't remember who it was that talked to me about it, was our policy on not filling a position until it is actually vacated. Was that you? Okay, you want to bring that up?
I guess I'll bring that up.
Okay.
Great idea.
I want to take it away.
Traditionally, I believe that we normally don't recruit someone to fill a position until we actually have a position. And I know that probably works against us with public safety people, and it's going to work against us, especially with filling Mr. Kozer's position. And I think that we ought to relook at that. And if we know someone has put in a letter of resignation, we know they're leaving, I think we ought to start recruiting rather than waiting till the position is empty and then playing catch-up.
Okay, so we'll put that on for discussion. If I have support for that? Okay, yes, okay. We do have support. We will have a staff report. Okay. Now the consent calendar. Did anyone wish to pull anything off the consent calendar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why does that not surprise me? Which one, Betty?
Oh, pretty much I need to pull A1, the okay. minutes, for October 10 only. I'd like to approve or pull 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8.
2, 4, 6, 7, and 8. And A5 has already been pulled off the agenda, just in case nobody...
And maybe you were going to pull A9.
No, I already talked about that, so I don't need to.
Then I would move approval of A9.
How about A3?
And A3.
Wait. I think she pulled A3.
Yeah. I thought she pulled A2.
It would
I'm
be
sorry.
A2 and A9 that we...
Okay, you pulled A3, not
mm-hmm.
A2.
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay, I misunderstood. Okay, so A2 and A9.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't hear a second. I heard a second. So moved and no second.
Well, I
second.
Moved it because we hadn't gotten the whole thing
Thank
out.
Thank you.
So.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, none. Okay, Betty, A1.
On page 8, item C6 at the top of the... this was our discussion on annexation, and we did actually, after we made a motion, we by consent gave direction to have the Harbor Advisory Board take this issue under their advisement and begin some kind of dialogue discussions with the State Lands Commission. If that's, I would move approval of the minutes as amended, if that's acceptable.
I have a question.
Yes, Dad.
We talked about this. Did we say to send the letter?
Yes.
Well, then we should say so in the minute.
I think it says that in the previous paragraph, does it not?
I'm not seeing it.
I don't find
maybe
it.
Not, maybe we do need to say that.
I mean, we had the discussion, but I think
yeah.
we also...
We did
ask for action to be taken.
Mm-hmm. There was a vote.
Then all we need to do is say we took the action to have the letter sent.
Except I must clarify, there was no motion made on the file.
Is that right?
Hmm. But I do, if and I...
We did, yeah, we did yes. discuss sending the letter, and I know the letter's been written, so...
Yeah, and I did go back and review the tape because I wasn't sure about my memory.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you did directly ask city manager, do we need to take a vote on this in terms of directing the board? And he said no, and so we pretty much listed some things, and
okay.
Mr. Algott was going to take them back.
All right. The rest of the council? Oh, can I get a second on that? Betty wanted to approve the minutes as amended. Do I have a second on that?
Yeah, I'll give a second on that.
Okay. More discussion? Was there more discussion?
No, she's... As she described it, though, it jogged my memory, and I am remembering it that
right.
way.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused about Bill's motion and the second that came up, which led to my discussion. Where'd that go?
It was Bill that made the motion? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Betty.
Tonight, you mean? Tonight.
Right now,
motion.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought Betty made it. Bill made it. My mistake. Okay.
Okay.
Bill made it. Melody seconded it. Okay.
All right.
And so your question is whether we need to include the motion about the letter?
Yeah, do we need to say that we're going to take action, or we want action to be taken? Because otherwise, the letter is just sitting there.
I signed it tonight, so I'm assuming it's going out. I mean, we did give that direction.
It was still direction. It's just we can't put it in a motion form because no motion was made. But
it
is known
but it was a direction.
That it was a direction, and the letter is going out.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then we go to A3, Betty.
Yes, I just had one real quick question, if I can find it real quickly. I think it had to do with revenue from the kids' club.
To the revenues page of this report, you look up and down, and I know that we have, you know, our big threes, and we've got TOT, sales tax, and property tax, and I can't see the rise and fall of that. And so I'd emailed Mr. Kozer about this, and I see, I said, I suspect it's 3510 just finance, this $6,700,000 or so in that. But I'm just wondering if we could get some kind of a report as to the rise and fall of TOT or sales tax revenue or whatever kind of glint of information we can get as to how those revenue sources are looking right now.
I know they come late. Is that something that... Did you get a response from Mr. Kozer?
Yeah, Mr. Kozer had told me something. Can I go ahead and say what you told me?
Certainly, certainly.
Okay. Well, he told me that sales tax is down $60,000 from last year at September 30th, and TOT was up $67,700. So while TOT's gone up, the sales tax went down, so it seems like a wash, basically, on revenue.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Any other comments?
Madam Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Would the council like me to provide that information on a regular basis with these quarterly reports?
Quarterly, it might be good, but how far back does that kind of information go? Isn't there a lag period of 30 days or 60 days or something?
Yes.
Okay.
TOT isn't due to the city until 30 days after the end of the month for which it was collected.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a reporting lag, but... you're still comparing apples to apples from 1 year to the next.
Okay. Well, would the council like to have that included in the quarterly reports, the breakout?
It seems to be the language that makes most sense to the public and to me, frankly. So if I could get some sense of it kind of going up and down, and I understand that we get late reporting and we can't make sound, you know, yearly judgments based on a quarter, but it's nice to kind of watch the trends.
Okay. Are we all right doing that, Rob? Can we ask for that?
Sure.
Additional? Okay, information. All right, then I have a move to approve. I didn't hear a second yet.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right, Betty, A4.
Yes.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
The staff doesn't know who made the motion on that.
I'm sorry. Betty made the motion and Melody seconded? No.
Yeah. It was actually vice versa.
Was it? I thought you made it. They're still here. But we had this out a month ago and actually noticed all of them that it was out and that these suggestions were here. What the process was, and it was the same in Destination 2000, is that the committee puts together a report. It is heard and gone through public hearing at all of the different board and commission levels, and then it's brought to the council for the final approval and adjustment. That is part of the deal. The only thing, what we did was we eliminate a section on residents because it was repetitive of a lot of the things in other sections. So we simply put everything that was there in a different place where it was appropriate. We did not eliminate anything. We did at one point add something, and I was the one who suggested adding it, about creating an environmental advisory ad hoc committee. And that particular issue, I heard loud and clear from the 2020 group that had been voted on. It was a very controversial issue for them, and it was voted down. So I suggested that it be removed from this because it was obviously something they definitely did not want included. Now, the council is going ahead, and we are investigating this on our own, and that's fine. But the 2020 group requested that it not be included because they voted it down.
I think that language maybe needs to be clarified. My understanding is, from talking to a couple of people, that mm-hmm. it was voted on and actually passed the first time by majority, not the two-thirds. And then it was re-brought up, And another discussion ensued, as you said, because it was controversial. Mm-hmm. And again, it passed by the majority, but not the two-thirds. So to say that it was voted down is probably a different picture.
Okay. Yeah. That's not how it was explained to me, but I will I will take that. Yeah. But anyway, that was the one thing that I had added and subsequently asked that it be removed. Everything else is the same as what was brought to us, other than putting it in different categories rather than be repetitive in a separate resident category. It's something that we discussed as a group that we would do that, and those are the only changes that happened.
You know, I remember us discussing it all as a group, and I remember the switch from resident to the other, and that was a month ago, and we had public hearings, mm-hmm. and 2020 knew about it. It's just some of these things that you have suggested singly in just the last couple of weeks. We got them at the last meeting, didn't have time to talk about them, but we got them that very same day, October 10th. So I do worry that some of these didn't go before the public. Obviously, I've been for the Environmental Advisory Ad Hoc Committee, I think, to not from some people. Now, I don't think you can claim that a majority of these people have called to, but you might have heard from some. I've heard from an equal sum. You know, I mean,
yeah, I didn't say a majority. I just said I got calls from several people.
Well, I get them too, you know, and we hear them both ways. And then a member of the committee gets up and says a majority passed it. So I don't know why we can't just leave that on there. So that was the first thing. And we might have to just take a vote of these things just to get it on record. But, I mean, I love some of the things that you actually added at this point. Why nobody on 2020 or we thought to encourage undergrounding of utilities.
That was in there.
No, I mean, you've got it right here in red. It looks like it's something you...
No, it was something that was moved.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. These things were not new.
So these
we did not add them. They were moved from the resident area, and some of them were duplicated in a couple of different categories, so I combined the wording, but nothing was eliminated or added other than what we talked about previously.
So the 2020 committee had a goal of encouraging mixed-use projects in the Old Town area. Mixed-use
projects.
That
was one of the things, yeah. I've got the...
I don't. I'm not going to doubt your veracity on this, but it seems to counter their goal that they have here under tourism of maintaining a small-town look and maintaining this small-town look downtown in particular. And it... I'm not sure... You know, we've got mixed use in this town. We're building it, and we can see what's happening. That thing on Surf in Maine on the east side of the highway is one example. So we're building mixed use. We've got mixed use in the tube to build.
That was all right here.
So it was in their original thing to encourage mixed use and at the same time preserve the downtown look.
Yes, that was
in
there too.
The small town feeling with
these
big structures going up.
Yeah, honest. I didn't reauthor this document. I wouldn't do that.
One thing, I believe that you are honest. You know, I mean, really. But I do. I still wonder about the impact of these facade improvement programs. I wonder about impacts on the earthquake retrofit program. It'd be lovely to have one. Necessary, I think, but I don't know who's going to do it or who's going to pay for it. And then this whole thing about the environmental. I mean, really, if we could look at the youngest voice on this and think about the young people in our city and what they would like as a goal by 2020, that's 15 years from now, things might change. I mean, we might actually want an ad hoc commission on the environment.
Well, okay, I suggested it be put in. It had
misrepresented at the beginning of the discussion of it because it got represented as this thing about EIRs and planning issues, and it was never meant to be part of the building process. It was something else, as I described one night. And
but it was the one thing I had suggested be added in, so I'm suggesting we add it out.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
When she's through.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a report from a group of citizens. It's a vision.
Mm-hmm.
We're not setting anything in concrete here. We're saying these are things we'd like to do at some point if we can, and this is the way we'd like to do them if we can. And I'd simply like to move that we approve and adopt this final version as it is and get on with the rest of our business.
Okay.
I'll second that. It's a report.
All right. Any other discussion?
Oh, then I have to ask the question. Does that mean then that the environmental committee is out?
Yeah. Okay. But we're going ahead.
But we're going ahead with it anyways. And that is how it came to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. One opposed. Okay, A6, Betty.
Yes, we need to make a decision about this meeting. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. I was hoping that we could have a joint planning meeting, and I'm just raising that as an issue. Obviously, if people don't want to meet that night, we'll vote it down.
I'm assuming that there wasn't a whole lot to put on the agenda. I meant to check the future agenda items, and I forgot.
There's nothing calendared for this meeting. This is a regular, second regular meeting
right.
of the month.
All right, so it might be a good time to have a joint meeting with the Planning Commission if we feel that that is called for again. How does the rest of the council feel?
On the 28th to have that, rather than the council meeting?
Right.
Well, it's less to prepare for while my family's visiting, I suppose. But
we just show up.
I am interested in having that joint meeting with the Planning Commission and planning staff in the room so we could talk about some of these issues.
All right. And we wouldn't require a staff report. It'd just be sort of a workshop situation.
Talking back and forth about what we like, don't like, what we'd want, not want.
Okay. And we can submit topics that we'd like to discuss, but...
Is it possible we could wait until after the first of the year to do this? I'd like to wait.
Well, that's true. We may have some new appointments. We won't do it. And I'm happy to go ahead with it. It's up to the rest of you.
I'll put out a motion and see what happens. I move that we have a joint meeting with Planning Commission on November 28th that requires no staff preparation.
Okay. Do I hear a second? I'll second it for purpose of discussion. I'll second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
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 There it is.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Okay. We will get to public hearings. We just got two more things to do here, and hopefully they'll be quick.
I'm sorry, Madam Mayor. You still
need the other motion.
A6.
Oh, okay. We need to have a motion. Okay. Canceling that meeting. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No. Did you vote?
Oh, no. Yeah,
thank
whatever.
You. Mm-hmm. 3-2.
How do you vote?
3 in favor, 2 opposed. Okay. A7, Betty.
This is regarding two lease sites on the Embarcadero, and I went down and looked at it today with Mr. Algert's help, and that was very helpful to visualize what he was speaking to, and that is using a walking ramp that's behind the boatyard development that goes to the west side of Otter Rock in order to get to the Sai Tai facility. And I understand that, and I approve of that, and appreciate that cooperation. What I'm not in favor of is allowing the Chamber of Commerce to be the marine use for the 25% requirement on the boatyard lease. That there needs to be another form of more closely related marine activity that's part of that lease assignment.
And while we're at this, I'm wondering why something like this wasn't in closed session, because it seems like there are things like marine-dependent uses, and especially with the chamber involved and all that, visitor center, that we would want to talk about this more in closed session, not wrangle it out here.
Rob, you want to weigh in on that?
It certainly could have been. Our idea was to bring it forward as this way and give you staff's opinion and whether it can be. If you say no, it can't be, then that's what we will tell the property owner, and then probably have to go in closed session, because the consequences of that is he might not be able to find a marine-related...
Y'all may remember, and couple of you at least, I think we're on the Planning Commission potentially when that conditional use permit was approved for the boatyard development, requires 25% of the leasable area be for marine-related or marine-dependent uses. Originally, after the development was built, it was filled with by the Maritime Museum business that was on the street frontage. Unfortunately, I believe last year that business failed. We were provided right away. There was a business that wanted to take that street frontage, and that was not marine related. Clearly, with Shark's Grin, great business operators, the Dolphin Shirt folks, and they made a great business opportunity out of that front retail frontage. that discussions with the tenant at that time is we have a problem and you need to fill that requirement somewhere in this space. Eventually, not too long after, they brought in the visitor center, and I have to admit it was a concern to me on whether that could fill the requirement at the time. And certainly it's a desirable use, I think, for most of us. It's the kind of community-oriented, non-profit, non-commercial type use that many of us would find desirable and might not otherwise be able to find a space in most of our waterfront lease sites. So that that clearly appeared to be a desirable type use there. And they do, one could envision that this could be marine-related. So I'm a solution-oriented person. We decided to include it in this amendment and propose this to you to see if you want to resolve it in this way. And frankly, if you do not, that's, I think Rob made a good presentation to you too. That's the other resolution, is that they are not in compliance with the conditional use permit if this is not considered a marine related use, and eventually and also then therefore they would be in default of their lease agreement if we chose to go that way. So I think if you don't desire to do this, we understand that. That's great too. That would be appropriate direction. We could write the tenant a letter and say you are in default or you're in violation of your use permit, and please, you know, get in compliance. And eventually we would probably have to discuss, if the issues weren't resolved sooner, we would have to discuss this in closed session.
Okay, thank you.
And this lease doesn't expire till 2028, as it's currently set up?
I'm sorry, we're talking about maybe a sublease on the, or the overall master lease. Yes, you're correct on that term.
Right.
Did I understand your question?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Question? Okay.
Right. And so what's the urgency about? It's because of the sublease?
No, there isn't any particular. It's back and work on it some more.
Question?
Yes.
Mr. Algert, how many marine-related uses are out there that can't find places to have an office and basically those rent? Have you been contacted by some?
Unfortunately, marine-related and marine-dependent especially uses are, you know, the Northern Waterfront, which is basically zoned for marine-dependent uses, only kind of as a sample of how much demand there is for marine-dependent space. There is, you know, you would have a hard time finding a marine-dependent use. The one other lease site, maybe this could help answer your question, is the one other lease site where we have this kind of condition is Marina Square, and they meet that condition by basically the National Estuary Program offices on the second floor, and it took a lot of work to do that. I mean, it's hard to imagine a marine-related, other than obviously slips and those kind of, you know, facilities that do need to be down there, and we do have, but my understanding of this particular condition on the permit was that it did not include the slips, so I could not include those in the calculations, and therefore, you know, there are, if one looked at it differently, looked at the overall site and said the slips are part of the coastal related, marine related use requirement, then that would be a different matter, but that was not the way the conditional use permit was written, and so we wanted to bring it to you like this. Did I answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was on the Planning Commission when this came before us. And the reason the 25% was put in is because of the previous use or the property. Obviously, it was a
boatyard.
So the 25% relates to the square footage of the improvements that were built, even though there is a dock and there is a business operating in the dock. As much as I would like to find a place or help visitor centers stay where they're at, I think it's a good location. I can't, in my own conscience, say that this is a marine-related use. I'm sorry.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Keeping in mind the boatyard that was there before was just barely a marine-related use, and it hadn't been used as a marine-related use for years because it wasn't viable. And from what I understand, they couldn't get boats up or down anymore, and it was an environmental nightmare. So if we're trying to preserve the quality of the marine-related use, for the last 5 years probably, or maybe 10, before the fire, it wasn't a marine-related use. So I can't see telling the guy he's got to throw somebody out.
I have a pretty good guarantee of being able to maintain that location for the long run, because they're going to have that as their requirement. So in a way, I think that that may work in our favor, because it certainly is a good location for that visitor center. And it could be argued that most of our visitors are looking at the water and participating in water sports one way or another. So they're going to come there for the information on it. I know it's a reach, but...
I mean, I think we'd be laughed out if we would say the chamber is marine
related. Well, but look, the NEP, and granted, you know...
But they are very water related. I mean, they protect the whole back bay. That's very marine related.
But don't our visitors come because we're on the water?
Maybe,
I mean,
maybe
don't
not.
Most of the
but
things I, that are handed out with but, our but that, information relate to the water?
That would be the visitor center part. Mm-hmm. But that isn't just the visitor center that's there. It is the Chamber of Commerce for the city
and
of
the
Morro Bay,
center,
which is not related to that per se. Mm-hmm. I would also raise the concern that, and it, maybe I should have said this earlier, another question I have about this lease is that he wants to extend his lease to 2040, I think, somewhere beyond where it is, even though because he's going to make these improvements on the dock and the access. However, those were included in the previous permit anyways, and so there's no reason to justify an extension of the current lease. And it's already 2 years since he should have put it in, and now we're giving him another 2 years extension. So I'm having issues with this whole thing. Maybe we do need to refer it back to closed session. I hadn't thought of that, but maybe we need to
I would suggest we do that since it seems like it is going to be a controversial subject.
Okay.
We'll go to closed, and staff will come up with some ideas about other ways to meet it. I mean, one of the ideas that strikes me is maybe we need to revisit the actual CUP. As opposed to attacking it this way. So.
Okay.
If you
need
hear a motion referring this back to closed session.
I will move that we bring this item back to closed session.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Bill seconded. And opposed? None. Okay.
My only reason for pulling A8 was to congratulate the new owner of this business.
I know. I love it.
I think it's very sweet, and just wish her well.
Okay. Tell her who it is.
Let me pronounce. It's Danielle Mandela.
She's
there?
Yeah, there she is.
That's
congratulations.
Great.
Congratulations.
Wonderful. She's been working at the Whale's Tail all this time. She's going to take over the business, and I just think it's great, too. I was going to pull it for the same reason. Congratulations. Okay, may I hear a motion approving A8?
So moved.
So I'm going to ask that I'm going to put a piece of paper out there at the break, and I'm going to ask everyone who wants to speak to sign that piece of paper. I will take 2 hours, and I'll divide it by the number of people. So if some of you are here with the same concept, choose a speaker, because then I can give you a longer time to speak, and you can always wave your hands in support of. But there's no other way that we can manage it and give you enough time. I'm trying to give you more time is what I'm doing here. So let's try it that way, see how many speakers there are.
Madam Mayor,
yes.
I like your idea of giving extra time. I'm wondering if maybe when they write their name, they could say, I need 1 minute, I need 6 minutes. Maybe that would help, and we wouldn't have to, or not. And I'm not sure that people know each other and what ideas they're going to suggest. So.
Okay, well, how's the council feel about that? I'm trying to be as fair and open as possible in getting as many opinions in here.
I think the 2 hours is being very fair. It's a generous amount of time for this topic, at least at our initial look at it. And then I think that Ms. Winholtz may be onto something, because I don't think that all these folks know each other. But they may know that I can get it done in 60 seconds or I can get it done in 5 minutes. You know, if we give them a range of between a minute and 5 minutes,
okay,
maybe like that, and then they say which they would want.
All right. Well, we will have anyway. I will put out a sign-in sheet, and we'll see if we'll try and get everybody out there. Another thing just to mention to you, please, the city does not own the property. So don't make your comments assuming that we can just go ahead and make this decision. Duke owns the property, and they're selling it. So anything that you suggest has got to, you know, be somewhat practical in that how do we do that? Where does the money come from? Because the city can't afford to do it. So just, you know, please think of that in your comments. And I know this is great. We all have wonderful ideas, but try and be as practical as possible, too.
And also, if I might say, I brought these two clipboards tonight, and this is for people who are looking at alternatives. And I've got, I'd like to maybe distribute them while we're doing the other public hearing. Give these folks something.
Is that a sign-in sheet thing?
No, it's a sign-up sheet for email contact and
Oh, there you go, Nancy.
Okay.
It has two left-hand columns that says, you know, if you know where the money is, check there. You know where any money is, let us know.
I'm wondering, can we commandeer one clipboard for the sign-in sheet? Would that be all right? Because I didn't bring one. I should have.
Well.
Say yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Nancy, hold one.
Nancy,
let's keep one for the sign-up sheet, and we'll circulate that as well.
Yes.
Okay.